God, by your word on this holy night, transform whatever we bring you, whether it's our exhaustion or our energy, and renew us by the gift of your incarnate love and grace. Amen. As we gather in this special, sacred, holy place tonight, we have all traveled to be here. Some of us have traveled very short distances. Others have traveled from across town, yet others have traveled from other cities, other states, and some even from other countries. In the narrative from the Gospel of Luke of the first Christmas Eve, we also heard that people traveled. Mary and Joseph traveled from Nazareth to Bethlehem. Angels traveled from a heavenly realm, wherever that is. And shepherds traveled from the fields where they were keeping their sheep to the town of Bethlehem. Like those first Christmas Eve travelers, whether we realize it or not, we are brought together by God's promise. We are brought together this night by God's promise. We are people of promise. But the world around us and within us suffers greatly from broken promises, betrayal, and the neglect of credibility and integrity. If we are honest about this and are willing to put ourselves in a position of humility, we will agree with the writer of 1 John and acknowledge that the root of the problem is that the truth is not in us. This happens when we deceive ourselves, exist, and it is not in us. Just as it did in the days of Emperor Augustus, this leads to all kinds of problems which destabilize our lives and our world. Looking back at the world of ancient first century Palestine, the work of shepherds not only placed them on the fringe of town, but also on the fringe of society. They were not always seen in the best of light, and so much so that they were not able to be a legal witness in courts of law. This was also true of women. While we might quickly criticize the injustice of the plight of shepherds and women of that day, we would do so by being blind to the injustices experienced by categories of people in our own day. Considering the status of shepherds at the time of Jesus' birth, it is quite ironic that the third angelic annunciation in the Gospel of Luke is directed towards shepherds. Nevertheless, shepherds it was that were entrusted with the greatest birth announcement in the history of the world. Perhaps it had something to do with the fact that they did their work under the stars and so were aware and attentive to the greater cosmic realities of the world around them. The shepherds believed what the angels told them. They believed that God made good on the long-awaited promise of a Messiah. Yet, I believe one of the most hopeful promises in Luke's Christmas narrative is found in the three words spoken by the angel. When the angel says to the shepherds, "You will find." You will find. The angel not only tells them the news that the Messiah has been born, but goes on to promise that they will find this newborn in a manger. I'm pretty sure there was more than one manger in Bethlehem at the time. And we already know that the town was bustling with throngs of people since there was no room for Mary and Joseph at the local inn. So it's quite miraculous that they were able to find a newborn baby among the crowd of people who had traveled to Bethlehem. I think it's this promise and these words which continue to hold out hope for us today. No matter how lost, forsaken, or astray we might feel as an individual or as a nation these days, God's promise to us is that we will find the one born for us. We will find the one who has become a wonderful counselor, Prince of Peace, and who is our mighty God in the midst of a world out of kilter with God's intentions. So, on days, nights, and years when the truth is not in us, the goodness of God's promises eludes us, and we become victims of false, whether they be our own or those of others. We will do well to remember the promise that we will find the ultimate source of salvation, hope, and redemption for us and for all the world. And so it is that we must hear it again and again and ask ourselves in every time and in every age, what does this promise mean for us today? How does a promise made good lead us to make good promises ourselves and to seek God's goodness? Was this what Mary pondered when the shepherds left the scene? When the shepherds made known what had been told them about the child, we are told that people were amazed. Thus, it appears that a group of people who were not considered credible in society became credible with the word of God on their lips and in their hearts. Having received the promise made good, we, like the shepherds, are called to share the wonder and goodness of God's promise with others. In the process, we are changed and become instruments of change in the world around us. So may those of you who are visiting this night from other places, whether it be college, a home in another town or another country, may you return changed, energized, and better prepared for where it is that God's promise is leading you and what God is calling you to be and to do. May those of us for whom this town and this congregation is our home also be changed, energized, and better prepared for where it is that God's promise is leading us and what God is calling us to be and to do. May we all, as people of God, realize that the truth is in us, and we have been gifted with a promise that the world needs. And may we be compelled to share it just as the shepherds did. Thanks be to God. Amen.